Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Yoma, and today we are learning Mishnah Yud Beis and Gimel. So in Mishnah Aleph, we described how they would decide who would get to do the Trumas Hadeshen, how they had a race, and if you won the race, then you got to do it. If you were tied with other people, they had a whole lottery system to determine who was the one that was able to do it. So Ma'aseh Sheishneim Shavim Vratzim Volim Bakevesh. One time it happened that two Kohanim were tied for first place running up the ramp, V'dachav Echad Mehenes Chaveru, but it got violent. One of them pushed the other one. Nuffle Vinishbur Raglo, and the guy fell and he broke his leg. Vikivan Sharo Bazin Shabalin de Sakana, Bazin saw, Oive, this is getting dangerous. So they said, you know what? No more races. We're just going to do a regular lottery in order to determine this. Arba Payasus Hashem. There were four lotteries that they had in the Beis HaMikdash to select a Kohen Gadol for each of the things that they needed. Vizah Payas Arishon, and this is the first of the four Payasos that they would do in order to determine the Trumas Hadeshen. We're going to see in the next few Mishnayos which other avodos were determined based on payasos. So they didn't do it all at one time. They had four different times where the Kohanim would gather for different lotteries. So the Mishnah Gimel now discusses hapayas hasheni. What was the second lottery for? Mishochet, who gets to shech the karmen tamid, and mizorek, who gets to throw the dam of the Karmen Tamid on the side on the Mizbeach. Umi Midashin Mizbeach HaPnimi. Who gets to take the ashes off of the small Mizbeach HaPnimi, the Mizbeach HaKetores? Umi Midashin as a menorah. Who gets to take the ashes from the menorah? Umi Malei Varm Lekevesh. Who gets to bring up the limbs of the Karmen Tamid up on the ramp, up the ramp and put it up to the ramp of the Mizbeach, because they would have, you know, different sets of limbs carried by different Kohanim. Him. Harosh v'aregel, there was one Kohen that would carry the head and the back right leg, v'shtei ha'yadayim, and another Kohen would carry the two fore legs, ha'oketz v'aregel, another Kohen would carry the tail and the left hind leg, ha'chozev v'agera, another Kohen would carry the chest and the neck, v'shtei ha'defanos, another Kohen would carry the two sides of the animal, v'akravayim, and another Kohen would carry the intestines of the animal, v'asolas, and it also determined who got to carry up the flower up the ramp, v'achavitin, and who got to carry the chavitin, which was a special carbon milcha that the Kohen Gadol would bring each and every day, v'ayayin, and who got to carry the wine that was poured in the Mizbeach as part of the Kohen Tamid. So shlosh asukhanim zachubo, that meant 13 Kohanim won that lottery, were able to, in that second lottery, were able to do something. They won the right to do something. So again, it's one for shechting Kohen Tamid, a second one for throwing the dam, a third one for cleaning out the Mizbeach HaPanimi, a fourth one for the for cleaning out the menorah, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth for carrying up the different parts of the Karmen Tamid, an 11th one for carrying the mincha of the Tamid, a 12th one for the chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, and 13th one for the wine. So you had one lottery that would choose Kohanim for all 13 of these avodos. So the way it would work is that everyone would stick out their finger. Again, they would choose a random number. When they got to that number, the Kohen, who they were up to, would do the first of these 13 things. Then the guy to his right would do the second. The guy to his right would do the third. I mean, it just went down the line from there. So the Mishnah tells us that there's another Shita in terms of the order in which the limbs of the Karmen Tamid are carried up on the ramp. Amar ben Azai l'fnei Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Yoshua, ben Azai said in front of Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rabbi Yoshua, Derech Hilucho Hayakarev. They would actually bring the limbs of the animal up the ramp in the order that the animal would walk when it was alive. So they would start with the head together with, you know, but I mean, it still was paired with the hind right leg, but they would start with the head and then go to the chest and the neck, because that came before the front legs, then the sides, then the tail and the back left leg, in order to do it in the proper order. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we learned that even though initially they used to have foot races up the ramp, they had to stop that because it led to a point where the one guy pushed the other guy and it broke his leg, and therefore they did everything al pi payis. They did everything based on lotteries, and that was the first one who got to do the Trumas Hadeshen. And Mishnah Gimel, we learned what the second lottery was about. It got to determine 13 different things, including the six people who got to carry up the limbs of the Karmen Tamid onto the Mizbeach, and And it went through two different shittos as far as the order that those limbs were brought onto the Mizbeach. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey.